I'm Kelly Ray from Hope for Paediatric Epilepsy, a local support group.
So what actually is epilepsy?
Epilepsy is activity in the brain that's abnormal, and it's these bursts of electrical activity that cause seizures. Seizures can be just absences where the child goes blank, or it could be a full shaky seizure where they drop to the ground and it's a full shake. There's myoclonic jerks as well, which are like startle seizures. There's just lots more to epilepsy than what people first think.
Is there any treatment for epilepsy at all?
Medically, there's medication, lots of different types of medication. Some children will just be on one, some children will be on a combination of drugs. There's also different treatments. There's the ketogenic diet, which has been successful, which is a high-fat diet. There's the vagal nerve stimulator, which is a bit like a pacemaker, but once the child or the person has a fit coming on, they can actually press something and it will send a message to the brain and stop the seizure or reduce the seizure.
Now, being a mother of a child who suffers from epilepsy, how does it actually affect a child's daily life and also a parent's daily life?
Living with epilepsy can be really traumatic. From a personal point of view, I'd never seen it before. My child had a full tonic-clonic seizure the first time. He was 9 months old, and that was very scary. Full shake on the floor, lasted a long time, and sadly, we thought he'd died, so it can be very, very frightening. So it's really important that if a family's experiencing that, they can learn from other families' experience and make sure that there's light at the end of the tunnel and you can live with epilepsy.
I will point out that all the noise heard in the background is the kids having a fantastic time, and this is part of your group, isn't it, here?
It is, yeah. It's when we have our monthly get-together at Slide and Seek in Hyde. The children make friends. They know they're not on their own. The siblings obviously come because they go through a lot. Having a child or a brother or a sister with epilepsy, it puts pressure on the whole family. So it's nice for them to share with other siblings, and they do understand that if, you know, one of their friends has got epilepsy, they know what to do about it.
Hi, I'm Anita Cottam. I'm the treasurer for Hope. Hope is a support group that's been set up with the epilepsy specialist nurse from Tameside Hospital and a group of parents, and we're basically a support group for other parents and children of epilepsy.
So how crucial is a group such as Hope for sufferers of epilepsy and the parents?
It is very, very crucial. I had no support whatsoever when I first found out about Ashanti's diagnosis of epilepsy. It was a very frightening time, and, you know, the guilt came, the tears came. I had nobody to turn to until I was invited along to a meeting, which was to discuss a possible support group put together. And from there, it's just grown. It's grown, and, you know, it's like a second home. It's a second family.
My name's Claire Bebbington, and I'm mother of Ethan, who's 7.
Right. Now, having a child which has epilepsy, how does it affect your child and obviously your family on a daily basis?
It's changed our lives. Ethan has, as well as epilepsy, he has severe learning difficulties, which we knew about before. He developed epilepsy when he was about 4. As well as that, Ethan has no speech as well, so it's very difficult but rewarding. But does it change the whole family?
Right. And the group Hope, how is that a support to you as a mum?
I think it just helps coming to meetings like this, just speaking to other parents, knowing that you're not alone, and comparing stories and things. And it's a way for Ethan to socialise with other children as well.
Who are you?
Kale.
How old are you?
7.
I've heard that if your sister's poorly with epilepsy, you help a lot, don't you?
Yes.
How?
Getting a tissue and stuff like that.
And is it painful for you seeing your sister if she has a fit?
A bit.
But at the minute, you're here at the play centre, aren't you? And are you having a nice time?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you got loads of friends here?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I don't know the names.
Hello, I'm Ashanti and I'm 9 and I...